Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we been sold out, yeah. Why the hell you think we show out, yeah? They stole our knowledge and our culture, yeah. So I've been sitting here to regrow, yeah, yeah.
I came to kill the game, for money and the fame. I ain't here to entertain, I'm here to break the cage, make them feel the race. Came to kill the game, for money and the fame.
Inside of a cage that they built inside of your mind. Now it's time to flip the damn page and pull your soul up out of your spine. Today you gotta awaken, see yourself for something divine. We gave them all of our knowledge, but they hate it cause it's too honest. They just use it just to abolish us. Take it back and just polish up. I hope you getting the message, man. I do it for my ancestors, man. Pull up twice and invest the plan, cause they put a knife in our blessed land. Now they go for the Mexican, but they killing all of the blacks again. Every day's a new massacre. You don't know you're ambassador. Mop floors with top sword. You's a queen and you not a whore. You a king, go grab your sword. Off with the head, they walking dead. This devil skin, we must shed. Heal the wounds cause we have blood.
Yeah.
We been sold out, yeah. Why the hell you think we show out, yeah? They stole our knowledge and our culture, yeah. So I been sitting here till we grow, yeah. With my pad and pen, fastball off the mound again, off the mound, bout to bat again, home run for the family, never bow down to Vatican, we don't pray to no mannequin, and the world is ran by the maddest men, bout to slay the world through anatomy, you should get with this strategy, and you should join my academy, shine my light cause I'm from the heights, flying straight past the stratosphere, life ain't nada cause it's atmosphere, don't fly straight past the atmosphere. Feeling like a dead again. Play that game, I'm a veteran. Been looking around for some better men. Stop settling for your compromise. Stop battling all these stupid lies. You the god and you the guy. Don't take a piece, take the whole pie. Stop playing around with these dead tribes. Move along and get untied from the some who has spun lies. Why the hell you think we not winning? We the ones that had it from the beginning. Now they wanna put us all to slaughter. Using all the same shit that we didn't give them. Take your power back, better take your power back. Make it great, never late, make them fall that. All up in the DNA any moment. Implode in the place, make explosion.
Don't know what to say. You selling out like every day. Pleasures, distractions, they got on display. Do me a favor, don't participate.
Yeah.
We been sold out, yeah. Why the hell you think we show out, yeah? They stole our knowledge and our culture, yeah. So I've been sitting here till we grow, yeah.
I came to kill the game,
for money and the fame.
Shall be. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, April the 27th of 2021. And the time is 6:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, my brothers, as always, my sister, got another powerful, powerful message scheduled for today. We want to jump right in talking about failure, mistakes, and adversity. Being born into poverty is the best thing that ever happened to me. You know, growing up, obviously it's a lot easier to make that statement today than it was back in the day. But now that I'm on the other side of the fence, I wouldn't trade that upbringing for anything, because it has given me the ability to be and to accomplish all of my dreams. And it has taught me something that is invaluable. I want to talk to you today really briefly about the limits of our spiritual specific perceptions. And we talked about it a little bit today at 12 noon, but now we're going further down the rabbit trail because we have to learn how to practice being successful. We have to live above our means. We got to pursue our highest aspirations because the only reason why you don't is because of fear of failure. So we've made failure our dream. We've unconsciously made failure our goal. Because if I ask you today, right now, what is your highest aspiration? Now, I talk about a millionaire all the time, but because that's believable. But really, you know, maybe let's say 100 million, maybe even more. Because I'm talking about, because I always like to talk about money because that's something everybody relates to. And it's always something that people believe is outside of their, outside of their realm, outside of their attainment. But why? What is the psychology behind what we mentioned today, which creates energy leaks, which makes one weak? Well, it's the fact that we don't dream or we don't pursue our highest aspirations. And the reason that we don't pursue our highest aspirations, because your parents probably raised you the way my parents raised me and the way I raised my children, which was if you made a mistake, you got beat basically within an inch of your life. And so I'm not proud of some of the mistakes that I made as a parent. But again, I just regurgitated and I just did to my children what was done to me. I didn't understand that I was making this huge mistake because I trained my children not to pursue and not to practice being successful. So because none of us grew up in an environment, at least nobody that I know grew up in an environment where your parents told you, I have no problem, go out there, and especially mothers want to protect. I talk to my wife all about this all the time, with being aware that we don't create a mama's boy by being so protective of our children that we don't allow them to fail. And I can remember, you ladies, you can remember when your children was learning to ride a bike and you was their first day of school or they played football or whatever. Mothers, your sons, you're so protective of them that sometimes you handicap them because we don't want them to fail. We don't want them to make mistakes. We don't want them to experience adversity. I know, especially with my son, more so than with my daughters, I was like, hey, go on out there, homie. You know, if that's what you want to do. Because I learned later on in life that, wow, failure is just testing. You're just testing the waters. Get a mistake just shows you the one area or the thing that doesn't work. So every time you make a mistake, you know, okay, note to self. You know, we learn from our mistakes if we allow to make them. Now, what does that mean? Right now, you're not doing something because you're afraid. What are you afraid of? So you're not going to make a YouTube video. Ladies, you're not going to make a YouTube video with no makeup and looking at your worst. You're not going to do that. You're not going to post no images on Facebook. When you first wake up in the morning, you just wash your face and brush your teeth and bam, make a YouTube video and post it on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram. Why? You're going to get criticized. You're not going to show your body off unless you are, you know, unless you got a beach bod. Why? People are going to look at your gut. Or people are going to look at you, ooh, look at them thunder thighs. Are they going to, what? Why? We're afraid. Me too. I ain't going to be walking around with my shirt off, showing off my gut. Now, if I got a six pack and I'm ripped, okay, yeah, I'm going to be walking around with my chest out. But nobody likes to be ridiculed. Nobody likes to be made fun of. But we got to understand the psychology behind why we don't like failure. why we don't like making a mistake, why adversity, we shun it. We don't want to experience it. We run away from adversity, and we don't even pursue our highest aspirations. Because the highest aspirations, there's a possibility that I might not achieve it. If I'm really honest with myself, and if I really go all out for my dreams and for my goals, man, I could lose it all. So we don't. We got to keep that safety net. Now, as an adult, especially if you're in a position where you have children, and some of the mistakes that I made as a young in my first marriage, which is why it didn't work, I kept failing so much that I got so angry at myself that I thought that it would be better, I would better serve my children not being with my children, because they were starting to get older and they were going through the same mistakes. Every time I took all of the money and invested it in a get-rich-quick scheme and it didn't work, it was affecting my children. And so I learned to be helpless. I learned to be hopeless. I learned to settle. Because after repeated failure, bam, people learn how to stay inside the box. It's just like the way that they train, you know, elephants and stuff, where they catch them as a baby. And y'all seen those images where, you know, you got an elephant, a big, huge one, whatever many tons that they weigh, tied to a little stick. Because that stick used to hold that elephant when it was a baby. But there's no way that that small peg can prevent that huge elephant from exiting the building. But the elephant has been conditioned not to even try. So we all have been conditioned not to try, not to pursue our highest aspirations. And the reason that we don't pursue our highest aspirations is because, damn, Doc, what if I fail, man? Well, what if you succeed? So I'm here to tell you tonight that it is time for you to take the gloves off. It is time for you to risk it all. It is time for you to go, you know, ovaries to the wall. It is time for you to let it all hang out. It is time for you to live your best life. It is time for you to pursue not a desire, but a design. So I'm totally comfortable and confident with telling you to go all out in the pursuit of your God-given destiny, not chi-chis and badonky-donks. Although they have their place and they work in their value, I don't recommend going all out, balls to the wall, for chi-chis and badonky-donks. I do recommend going all out for your highest aspiration. That's called purpose, destiny, dear Kinnear. The highest possible good. See, that activates internal characteristics and attributes, and it stops the energy leak. So the limits of our spiritual specific perspective has to be violated. It is time for you to pursue your highest, not your lowest. So we all are shooting. That's why you're not amped up like me. You're not really, because it's really not believable. When I say believable, what I mean. So I got this board on my wall. I tell you guys all the time when I was talking about it, you know, my $1 million business, because that's step one. I got to make $1 million before I can get to 2, 3, 4, 5, and keep going. But I remember I started off, remember, it was 10K a month. Pretty soon, I'm going to be making $10 million a month. Pretty soon, my goal is to, everybody that's listening to me, to have everybody that's listening to me working with me. While you are pursuing your destiny, you're also pursuing my destiny. Because I got a big major announcement that I'm going to be making on the, I think I said the 15th. And I'm excited because it's going to allow you to be you. Because I want you to pursue your highest possible aspiration. I don't want you to settle anymore like I did because of repeated failure. So what is, when I say your highest, you know, aspirations, when I think about how I would, I'm going to use the word prepare, or what the 1% call practice or model success. I was told to, this is how I got here. I got here by doing the opposite of everything that everybody else told me and that everybody else was doing. This is how I got here. So I remember my brothers and sisters used to tell me, man, because they just kept seeing me hit that brick wall. And I know that they want it, and they still want the best for me. So I had a strong desire to achieve something above, something great, something above my perceived value. Let me say it again. What is high aspirations? What is your aspirations? So when I talk about the highest or your highest aspirations, it's very interesting because what I'm talking about, when I say aspirations, I'm talking about purpose. I'm talking about destiny. I'm talking about Dear Kinnear. So what is my highest possible good? What is the highest possible level? Well, the highest possible level is if everybody, all 6.5, I have a million billion people on the planet. I have personally, my company, organization with you, which I mean you are a part of as a life management ambassador. I mean, you are an ambassador of the life management system, right? You sharing the benefits. I was talking with texting Dr. Jerome Spann earlier, and his wife, Dr. Arlene Spann, and I was talking about the topic for May the 1st at the grand opening. So my the daughters are squeezing in more dance-related things, which is great because the parents then come out to watch Little Susie and Little Johnny, which gives them more exposure, which is totally, which is what I recommended that my daughter do. So that way, obviously, she can pack the building and let everybody, it's a grand opening. But that cuts into our speaking time because there's going to be more kids doing dancing and stuff, which is great. I get to walk around and mingle. But my topic that the fans that I that they're going to be talking about on May the 1st is one of the topics that everybody on the call should be talking about every day. They should be able to, I can get up and talk about, what is a life coach? I'm a life coach. We're all living life, and then we all help people. That's a life coach. And what are the benefits? If I'm living my life and I say, you know what? I need assistance. Can a life coach, now I'm a peak performance coach. I'm a peak performance life coach. But everybody in the audience on May the 1st, they don't know me. And they're high-end Caucasian folks. So most of them, you know, they kind of look down, if you will. Maybe, maybe not. Again, I can't think, I mean, or I can't speak for them. But based upon the interaction so far, as, you know, you guys will see in the video and the fans will see when their plane touched down. And they've been, you guys have been to Dallas before, right, Dr. Spann? I'm pretty sure that they've been to Big D before. So there's certain parts. Now, if you go to South Oak Cliff, you know, there's certain parts where, you know, the hood, you know, the hood is the hood. But there's some parts in Big D where, you know, them good old boys are still in charge up there. And they like Negroes to stay in their place. They don't want to really see Negroes balling and, you know, doing what I'm doing, which is what? Well, the benefit of having a life coach is you start to identify your negative habit pattern. You then also identify the internal powering attributes and characteristics. Then you stop living your life with your spiritual specific or your religious specific beliefs or perception. You start to see that, hey, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Then you start developing confidence. So that's the benefit of having a life coach. Why? They're going to help you identify what's holding you back. They should. That's what I do. I'm telling you. I was talking with Sister Michelle. The Sister Michelle that I know today versus the Sister Michelle that I met when she joined the Life Management System. Damn! You're talking about a 360-degree turnaround? I cannot believe it in a short period of time. A very short period of time. We could barely have a conversation in the beginning where I would say something that would bother her or she would bother me. Now we could talk all day. Her internal growth is one of the greatest I've ever seen. Yeah, out of any of the clients that I've had in the life, that's the purpose and the benefit of the Life Management System. But initially, we had a lot of failure. And initially, there was a lot of sensitivity. And initially, there was a lot of adversity. Now, there's a lot of focus. There's a lot of discipline. There's a lot of order. That's the benefit of having a coach. That's the benefit of going through adversity. But you can't be afraid of it. So I wasn't afraid of it, and thankfully, she wasn't afraid of it. We made mistakes in our communication and the way that we communicated with each other. That was some failures, but guess what happened? That was also growth. Huge, tremendous amount of growth that I've seen that is easily noticeable. Her whole energy, her aura is brighter, powerful. Just because we were both willing to pursue our highest aspirations. So my highest aspiration is to be the best, or is to dominate the field that I'm in as a didactic teacher. That's my aspirations. My business aspirations are very same or very similar to my personal aspirations, because my business contains primarily the life path number 4, the business. Personal is 6. For the business is 5. So when you put them together, 5 just represents freedom, the love of freedom. 6 just represents the love of beauty and quality, and then compassion, which leads to freedom. So the combination of personal life and business life, then add in the family life, bam. That's my highest aspiration. To do it, to dominate in those 3 areas. But the only reason I can dream, and the only reason I can think those thoughts, is because I was born into extreme poverty. The best thing that happened to me was adversity. The best thing that can happen to you is adversity. The best thing that happened with me and Sister Michelle's relationship is it started off very rocky. So that gave us an opportunity to work on it, to fix it. It is okay, but we got to make it okay. I did not raise my children in an environment where it was okay. So I wanted them to be perfect. I made a mistake. And most of us have made, or we are making, that same mistake. The mistake that you are making is you're trying to be perfect. We all are trying, or we all have tried to be perfect. The biggest thing that you can do, the only way that I can guarantee you that you won't be successful, is if you continue to try to be perfect. Being a 6 is perfectionism at its best. The demon that I got to watch out for is that demon of perfection, that desire to make every book perfect. I did the business report for the way Sister Michelle delivered, and made a huge mistake. The spelling of the business name one letter was missing. Thankfully it was a consonant, so it didn't really affect the report except for the last three numbers of the report, but it did affect it because it was a misspelling. And her reply was, hey, no problem, Doc. Just, you know, hey, fix it up when you get back after the grand opening. The old Michelle, I don't think that would have been that. I don't think that would have been the response. Right, Sister Michelle? I think she would have been a little bit agitated. And so I thank God for her growth. And I thank God for my growth. Because the old me would have been angry and depressed because I made a mistake. I spent a week working on a report. And it wasn't perfect. Now, I just go back and make the correction. I don't beat myself up. I don't ponder it. I don't try to overcompensate. I don't apologize and keep, you know, saying, oh, I'm sorry. Let me see some free products. No. I'm just like anybody else. I made it okay for me not to be okay. And anybody that's not okay with me not being perfect, then they just have to vibrate on out of my life. If I make a mistake, I'm going to fix it. So I need you to make it okay for me to be okay. And then you can see whatever you give. Now my life is a lot better because if I'm not trying to be perfect, people are not holding me to the standard of being perfect. So it is okay to make mistakes, brothers and sisters. When you get to the point and to the place where you allow you to be you, you can pursue the highest aspirations. Because now you've created an environment of unconditional love. You've created an environment where you're valued. You've created an environment where you are respected. Being born into poverty is the greatest thing that ever happened to me because it taught me how to pull myself up from the bottom. So when I hit the bottom, I don't freak out because I've already been at the bottom. It's like, oh, I've been here before. I know what to do. But if you've never been at the bottom, it's tough for you to get to the top. If you've never been at the bottom, it's strange. You get nervous. And if you've been raised in an environment where perfection is expected of you, person who's expecting that perfection isn't perfect themselves, you look at them a little strange. Because you say, hey, why are you holding me to a standard that you yourself cannot maintain? So before you desire perfection of someone else, make sure that you are getting perfection from yourself. Now, there's nothing wrong with pursuing quality. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about just throwing stuff out there. Yeah, hopefully everybody understands that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about this hidden fear that we all have because of ridicule and shame, toxic shame that's spewed out, put out something, and if you publish a book and it hasn't, you know, you misspell a word here, you forget a comma or that, because that held me back for 20 years. Most of the books that I'm out and releasing now and have published over the years, they're all books that I could have published way in advance, but I didn't. So this limits your ability, and it stops the enablement and the ability for your electricity and magnetism to bridge the gap in the synaptic gap so that way you can be amped up like we talked about or like we talk about in all of the shows. So my brothers and my sisters, this is one of my evening free classes. I'm working on the series that we just did and the ebook, finishing up the ebook on the culture of success, how to establish what I call the neurobiology of culture. And the next series, we're going to get a chance to actually go through what I call 12 ether nitrogen, hydrogen, carbon beings, where we get to break down nitrogenes and oxygenes. But I'm probably going to start that after May the 1st. So that way, because of the grand opening and all the time and resources that I'm having to pin to assist my daughter with this major accomplishment, for, and again, this is primarily my daughter's undertaking. So if you are in the Dallas, Texas area, make sure to join us on May the 1st. Actually right outside of Dallas in Flower Mound, Texas. Again, for more information, you can just go to ddatexas.com, ddatexas.com, or you can always email me at masterteacher33.com as well. Why? My daughters are living the dream because they weren't afraid of failure, they weren't afraid of making a mistake, and they were not afraid of adversity. But that was not always the case. It required them and it required me to engage in the benefits of life coaching, which is the topic that we'll be talking about at the venue on May the 1st. Myself, Dr. Spann, and her husband, Dr. Jerome Spann, they'll be doing, I'll be sharing, because I want them to share, because I want you to share and understand why everybody on this call should be sharing as well the benefits of coaching. The huge benefits that I've seen, and like I was mentioning with Sister Michelle and everybody on the call, from where you were when you joined the life management system to where you are now, regardless of where you are monetarily, you've made huge psychological and mental strides and gains, which leads to all of the physical strides and gains. So again, that I'll be coming out with that, which you definitely want to stay tuned for, that major announcement. I think that's at the 15th, but yeah, that's a Saturday. So we will probably do that on the 15th of May, on May the 15th, coming out with a new announcement. But make sure, brothers and sisters, that you strive or pursue your highest aspirations. So you should start thinking, whatever your goals are, you should probably 10X them goals. You should amp them up. Because the reason that you set those goals is because they were, I'm going to use the term, believable. They were things that was achievable based upon you not failing, based upon you not making any mistakes, based upon you not experiencing any adversity. But failure is okay. Making a mistake, it's not the end of the world. Adversity, wow. Adversity is your best friend, because adversity makes you exercise focus, discipline, and order. And with those three attributes and characteristics, focus, discipline, and order, my brothers and my sisters, you can accomplish great, great things. So as always, my brothers and always my sisters, always an honor and a privilege to be able to break bread with you. Thank you guys so much for joining me on this evening's message. Remember, if you're in Dallas area on May the 1st, make sure you come out, check us out. If you're not already a part of the Life Management System, go over to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says Life Management System and join us today. Yes, I love you. I appreciate you. We'll see you at the top. God bless.
I never wanna let you go. Never let her.
daddy never let you go.
We the same as y'all of me, and I love you so through infinity. Cause I'm the source and so are you, baby. DNA is our memory. I've been blessed with a trinity, so I'm going loud like some symphony. I will die for your life, so girl, don't you worry about anything. I would slay for a billion years just to give you billions of happy faces. Break you out of these messy maces and break you out of these petty races. Every second I'm thinking, pondering, when's the day that I can get you onto this? Love yourself and the rest will follow bliss. Love yourself because your father fathered this. Yeah, I know that you'll hit some obstacles. You're a goddess, so mission impossible. Yeah, I got to go, but I never went. I'ma make sure that you never pay rent, cause all my baby girls come to heaven sent. I'ma kill devils if they try to make you bent. Kiana, you the light, don't you forget. Mia, you the light, don't you forget. Scarlet, you the light, don't you forget. Kiana, you the light, don't you forget. Mia, you the light, don't you forget. Scarlet, you the light, don't you forget.